Everyone, we are in downtime in ship travel mode, and the flight with the Cinnabar Crusher, pretty uneventful over standard space travel. No drift travel for them, and it is just a few days time to get out to Eox. I think I already asked this, but is there anything special you want to do in your downtime here?
Besides plot the death of... I was so upset as you started talking. I looked at the map and
saw all this six stupid of you.
Mohawk dwarf that I'm upset exists.
You're upset about your holographic bat. You're upset about.
We're trying to give you so many friends, Tyler.
I think the problem is you, Tyler.
I know. I'm coming across as a super NPC prima donna this season. No, I don't think Lucardus would have anything really specific during the trip besides maybe going around and being annoyingly chatty for, you know, from time to time.
You making friends with Jasm?
Nope. Not that one.
Chatty with everyone else?
Yeah.
Chatty with Jazzy.
I don't want to be chatty with Jazzy.
That's our new podcast.
Jazzy. Oh, no.
Zeldin, what do I do here on the ship?
He's asking me what he does. Oh boy.
Yeah. What are you captain? I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I'm the captain. I take him around
like
the corner.
The eldest and wisest.
Yeah, so. I take him around the corner to these little tanks back here, these little Bacta tanks, which I think are full of various snacks. Yeah. Some of them are goldfish. Some of them are kelp crunchies.
You need me to eat these snacks, do
you? I need you to feed these snacks because they grow. They're less snacks and more pets, but we still eat them like they're snacks.
So. Oh, be careful what you wish for. If you say something like that, it becomes canon on this vessel.
Right. So, but when you're done feeding these, do you know anything about machinery?
Yes, I can. I can do a little fiddling down in the engineering bay.
Ah, fiddling is what we're looking for.
All right.
And so we have a dearth
the engine
of fiddling
core be
experience.
A rockin', don't come a knockin'.
That's what I was hoping you'd say.
I'm gonna be torquing my wrench down there, if you know what I mean.
Oh heavens!
But I'll make sure to watch with my hands before Jasm. I take care of your snacks. Yes.
Thanks.
But please, hey, Zeldin, tell Lucardus I said that joke. I think he'll find it funny.
Oh, he's going to love that one. He loves jokes, especially from NPCs.
Yes.
He loves jokes.
All right. Bye, Zeldin. I'm walking away now. I don't know if you can smell that. He's
not laughing at my joke.
He left a fart behind.
So I assumed he was still there.
Yeah, it's like the same smell as him. So,
all right. Well, yeah. So, I think Zeldin himself would be trying to look up information on the info logs. I guess we don't have infosphere. We have logs of the downloads. Well, can we download portions of the infosphere and I can look stuff up?
No. On the fourth day, you do get close enough to Eox to connect to the infosphere. So before you touch down to port, you get all those ads I think I mentioned.
Yeah.
And you can connect. Is there a specific Eoxian lore or infosphere lore check you want to make?
I guess.
Questions you want to ask?
I guess I was hoping that perhaps lore about... But they're not undead, are they? So religion might not actually be a useful thing there. But I wanted to look up hot Librians in my area, and
zero results found.
Oh. They are rare.
They're hot. They're the human. They're the no. But you know about Ask Jeeves, right? Well, they have a holographic
undead manservant that comes up called Ask Skeeves.
Oh, hello.
I feel like several people guy. Under a certain age do not remember Ask Jeeves.
Well, they don't have to because this is Ask Skeeves. It's a completely different thing.
Oh, how can I answer your questions about Eox, Master?
Ah, I like this. I like the Skeeves already.
And what kind of bony foot porn do you want to see today?
New tab. But I'm not closing the old. One.
Oh, okay. the skeletal necrovite kind of winks at you. I got it. All right. What else would you like to search?
Let's see. I'm searching. I mean, I don't know.
I'm not getting any younger over here. that's a Skeeves joke.
I'm looking up last living Ilibrian inter.
A 2099 movie comes up called Last Living Ilibrian starring Zoe.
Oh, good.
It looks like a tawdry action drama.
Last Living Ilibrian streaming.
you have to have a Boneflix Plus account in order to watch it. But yes.
No way.
The bones are their money. That.
So are the worms. But yes, indeed, I don't have an account for that. I'm probably not going to spend money on that.
I think if you are searching about Ilibrians, there is a good amount of people that say they live in the halls of the living, a subsurface colony where they have a oxygen atmosphere. And several living species kind of reside there. It's probably has the most living folks on the planet outside of Pactport, okay. Which is where you guys are headed right now.
Well, it might be a good place to check in if we strike out here in Pactport. I'll make a note of it.
Make a note.
Right.
Are they living in like complete secret, or are they like allowed to live there and just not spoken of?
No, I mean, there's just not like a large representative kind of body of them. I guess imagine Hasidic Jews, they have their own small colony in this massive planet that is New York City, aka Eox. And there's just not that many of them elsewhere on the planet. There are some that are in very high kind of profile jobs. There are several Ilibrian celebrities on the planet. They are treated.
I don't like the subtext of comparing them to Hasidic Jews.
sorry. I was trying to think of like a small insular community in like a big city. But yeah, there's a lot of
the Amish
actors.
Yeah.
It was mostly just like they have like to be big enough to have a sustainable population.
No, they control the Zoe Media Productions. They control what you think. God. They have they have satellites that control the weather. Anyway, yeah, so large population there in the halls of the living, but they aren't really like in charge of the Eoxian government. That is the Bone Sages. That is the Whisper Council. That is a whole bunch of other undead folk. And for the most part, yeah, they are treated a little like celebrities from what you can gather online.
Cool. Good for them. All right. Wonderful. Well, that's really cool lore. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome. Are you guys ready to get to landing?
Yep. I suppose.
You are directed via some undead space traffic controllers to Pactport, the kind of the largest spaceport on the planet and the only one that is open to outsiders, folks coming in. And indeed, there is a hustle, a bustle at this spaceport.
And a whole lot of muscle.
I mean, there's just hundreds and hundreds of ships.
Get your eyes full, ladies.
They're taking off. They're dropping down. There's shuttles coming all over the packed worlds here, as indeed it seems like the packed port is a bustling with this tricentennial celebration, this year-long kind of party that Zoe Media Productions is putting on. Captain Concierge will park the ship for you guys and say, all right, well, you guys have fun planet side. It seems like they're not going to allow you to fly the Nova Rush around at all here. So if you get, like
you're at a port where you're missing me and you want to come back and say hello or open up comms and talk to the ship, I'll be here, okay?
Oh, thanks, Captain.
You're welcome. As you go to leave, he like grabs at your shoulder. No, I mean it. Anytime you want to talk, I will keep the comms open. I will keep them cleared for just you guys. So I'll be here. I don't have anything else to do. Are you taking Chasm with you?
Chasm's going to need to stay, actually.
He seemed really interested in going with you, though. I think he said that, actually. I remember him saying it between burps and farts.
Yeah, well, you guys will have lots to talk about, you know? Lots of burps, lots of farts. Oh, good stuff.
Farts.
Good stuff.
Okay.
Farts.
Okay, cool. All right, bye, everybody. Indeed, yes, you are. Typically, Eox is an undead husk with very little activity, but the tourism on this planet is going wild this year. Normally, it's just, you know, medical tourism, folks getting necrographs and cheap secondhand organs that you don't really know where they came from. And of course, people that are moving to the planet usually for the full body necrolift, where they kill you and bring you back to from the dead as like a ghoul or a zombie or a skeleton.
It's depending on
how much you can spend.
Also, they've got like golf there and like and then you get to hang out with the president.
Yeah.
If you're undead, yeah. That everyone gets one day with the president if you're undead. But yeah, Pact Port is a very large spaceport. It is under the watchful eye of a large geosynchronous defense platform known as the Sentinel. There are, as you get off your ship and go through customs here, a very large amount of living people in spacesuits, indeed coming for the celebration. You can see in the distance what looks like the lights and roller coasters of a what looks like a brand smack in the center of Pact Port, a theme park of some sort, a carnival / theme park.
This isn't New Galarian again, is it?
No, this is the Adventure Zone. It's
that place was a real death trap, that place.
Z-O exclamation point N-E.
The Adventure Zone. Is it really called the Adventure Zone?
I made that up, but yes. Oh, okay. Yes, it is.
Oh, it is now.
There's a balding undead rat folk port worker who's, you know, tagging your ship and says, you will be inspected for customs and your vessel parked here at Pact Port. If you want to travel planet-wide, you have to contact someone in the Eoxian bureaucracy about receiving travel passports. Good luck with that.
We'll get along just fine, thank you.
This guy sounds like a barrel of monkeys.
No, he sounds like a ball of rat.
He smoked a pack of a barrel of monkeys a day for 20 years.
You see him tapping a barrel on the back of his hand.
Listen, you. I said good luck, ironically, because people die waiting in line for Eoxian bureaucracy. So, good luck.
He rolls his undead eyes.
You'll need it.
No, we won't.
He rips off a sticker from his pad and puts it on your ship. Full custom search. Whoever's on board here, better prepare. They're about to have all their cavities looked at.
Oh no, Chasm.
Lucky Chasm.
They will appreciate such a thorough exercise. We appreciate that.
You're going to love what you find in there.
The undead rat focus put it on like two sets of gloves. All right, folks. As you're walking.
Silent lays, have a lovely day.
As you're walking from the spaceport, there are giant holographic advertisements blaring at you, showing an undead celebrity with a pencil thin mustache. And one of them says, come celebrate Zoe and his amazing shows like The Necromancer, the gritty 212 season long undead police procedural that put Zoe on the map. Or you can play amazing family friendly games like Live Exploration Extreme Junior at the Adventure Zone.
Ah, boy.
Well, this just seems like a fun place.
Yeah, what should we do first? This is going to be a blast.
Yeah, well, everything just seems so fun. I really don't have a drother here.
You have a message from MOZ that you have a meeting in a very boring, nondescript looking bone-like office building downtown to meet with his bureaucratic hookup named Sidrat. You can go there if you guys want. It's up to you.
Yeah, let's go meet up with Sidrat. But that seems like a lead worth doing.
Oh, yeah.
It's the lead we have, so let's rally forth.
If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with, baby.
We can't do like one ride before we do business.
Well, I can do one ride.
Okay, one ride. Yeah.
I mean, you guys, if we're going to do one ride, we might as well.
I mean, the day pass is only like 100 credits more, right? We might as well just do this for a week, right?
See, it's actually free admission into the adventure zone, but they charge basically every they charge for basically every living convenience, so like bathroom breaks. Oh, oxygen. you paying for that. Yeah, any of the rides where you get to take off your spacesuit, you're gonna have to pay an oxygen fee. Mm-hmm. Non-radioactive zones. those will cost you. Those are pretty penny.
Those are very popular.
No, but if you guys want to do some rides, are you sharing this information with anyone back on the ship? Or are you keeping that to yourself?
Yeah, I'm putting in my last will and testament. Letting my insurance company know what I'm doing.
Okay. Yeah, they're very fun. They're you know, like old-fashioned wooden roller coasters, but you are pretty sure they're made out of like calcified, hardened bones for the most part. A lot of bone-themed stuff going on, if you can't tell, on this undead planet.
It's a little on the nose, Tavra, which ironically Tavra, they also the don't record, have.
Tavra, for the record, does not trust these rides and will volunteer to hold everyone's stuff while Tavra, everybody else rides.
It's called the Spine Breaker for fun. It doesn't actually break your spine. But it does show like little children walking out of the ride, like holding their backs, like crying.
I just don't trust the construction here.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that's the good news about this place is if there's a place for you to die on a ride, I mean, it's right here. You'd be rezzed within the hour.
I don't intend to die this day.
Well, I'm glad you're keeping future instances open and available to you.
But you guys not come on back the tomorrow, and she's on all the rides. She's like, yes,
yes,
yeah. So it's up to you if you want to, you know, find any souvenirs or anything like that. But do you, before the office closed, do you want to check in on Sidrat?
Yeah, let's maybe do a little bit of business today.
Yeah, there's a brain dead zombie in the lobby of this office building. They very slowly
and the little placard on his desk says CEO.
No, just say a temp undead worker who will very slowly print out some visitor badges for you guys and send you up to the 9th floor. And you pass in the hallway an area that says afterlife waiting room. You see,
Does he have a hilarious poster that says, it's a living?
Don't hang in there. It's like the time lapse of the cat decomposing. No, there seems to be a lot of people up here doing living tourists doing very similar paperwork. Maybe some of them waiting to become undead themselves. I will take us to a new map here that is as boring as looking an office space as I could find. The book here describes corpse folk functionaries as well as skeletal secretaries typing out at high speed, dozens of them on clacking mechanical keyboards, giant comical stacks of paper next to all of them. And almost in unison, they finish up a piece of paper and rip it out of their printers and places another one on the stack.
Unhappy.
Yeah, why don't you guys make me a perception check and see if you can see where you're supposed to go in this place.
Perception and not initiative, right?
Are you going to fight these office workers?
Might have to.
Seems like
they're
a jerk
nerds.
Thing to do.
Get them.
They have nothing to live for. They'll
fight to the death.
They'll just throw down their weapons.
Ugh. It's been one of those nights.
Yeah, I don't think any of them really pay you much mind as you walk through here, but you see at the end of the office what looks like a manager's door, and you do glimpse the name Lucartus. Jot Frayn here at the very end.
That's a gimme.
And I'll let you mosey on down this way, and as you open up the door here, there is a undead, as you knock and let yourself in, undead gentleman, a ghoulish gentleman sitting at a desk with a number of holographic screens kind of floating in front of them. You see them kind of typing on holographic keyboards in a couple locations, kind of moving back and forth between each of these screens.
Yes, come in. I'll be right with you. One moment, please.
This guy's a real businessman.
I like how he hits his Z's.
Yeah. Like a real businessman.
Business.
Business. This is Sadrat Fane. Here's the art for your inspection. Boop-a-doop-doop. He looks like he has that kind of penguin voice.
I'm Sadrat Fane.
The Burgess Meredith kind of vibe.
Yeah.
No. Remember, Patrick, you've already given yourself a guttural character this episode. He's got to be light and breezy.
What the dock Tyler? Worker? Are you going to go back and make friends with the balding, undead dock worker rat folk?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't think I was going to have to do him for very long, but you'll probably adopt him too.
Yeah, that's the goal.
The dream.
How long do you wait? Because he seems to be still involved in his paperwork. It's like a minute after you walk into the room.
Oh, I got all day.
Yeah, I mean, how long is this corn dog gonna last me?
It's gone.
Oh man,
no.
Okay, I gotta say something.
You're just biting on a stick now. Sorry, but it's got some corn dog juices on it. Either corn juices or dog juices.
It's unclear which, but you know,
one or the other, not both.
I was gonna go and find the break room and get everybody some coffee while we wait, but it occurs to me they probably don't have a break room with coffee. They're undead.
Just black
break. They have a break your back room. Oh no.
As soon as it gets awkward and you're about to say something, he scoffs loudly. He's like, oh, I can hear you breathing. You must be the crew of the Nova Rush. Is that right?
Correct.
Hethayun, Lucartus, Ulithal, Tavra, Zeldin. Is that all right?
He's typing as he's not even looking at you guys.
He knows our names. We're famous here.
I said, is that correct?
That's correct. It's Olithal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, what?
It's Olithal.
What did I say?
Not that.
All right. I'm making a note. One moment. And just to confirm, you are all living creatures. Yes? Need to breathe oxygen mixes continuously in order to function?
Yes.
Okay. Oxygen mixes.
Oxygen preferred.
What about you? You look like a very wet one. Ulithul.
I can breathe a lot of different things, but I prefer this.
He huffs paint.
Okay. Well, excellent. Noted. Imbozi did send some notes along here.
I was hoping you were going to say paint.
No. But now that you bring it up, Imbozi once helped me paint my apartment while I was alive, so I owe him a solid, and this will be repaying that life debt.
And what color did you go with?
Gray.
Oh.
Neither black nor white, the perfect mix. Anyway, I have gone to the trouble of getting you all travel passports here on the planet, tickets inland, and a place to stay overnight. But while you are here on Eox, you will need to leave your spacecraft here in Pact Port. They have restricted all non-Eoxian space flight.
Traffic is a concern, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Why what?
Why has all non-Eoxian flight been postponed?
We are getting an influx of travelers from other worlds, and our security at Pactport is complete, we shall say. It is impossible to get anything out from under our eye there. Sentinel watches and keeps the planet safe, but there's too much other traffic elsewhere that is high danger.
Hilarious.
So they have restricted it to just Eoxian official vessels for the duration of the entire year.
And how might we get an Eoxian official vessel?
You cannot, unless you are undead and are part of the Eoxian bureaucracy, such as myself.
I mean, but we could like
okay.
Could we maybe like hire like a one?
No, but as I said, I have already found you tickets wherever you need to go on the planet here.
Oh, okay. Right.
You got first class shuttle tickets. So
we're not used to public transit.
Right. We assume there would be some.
We're from the south of the
everything
of the pack worlds.
Okay. Well, there are plenty of places outside of Pactport that you can celebrate Zoe Media Productions' amazing tricentennial. But I will leave that to your itinerary for whatever it is you're here planet side doing.
Can I ask, it's the tricentennial. What is it, 300 years since Eox's undeath?
I thought it was 300 years of like Zoe, right?
No, it's 300 years of Zoe Media Production since the founding of the studio. What are you here for if you're not Zoe maniacs? Zomaniacs, if you will.
Oh, we are certainly Zomaniacs. Although I had a little
name
bit
your favorite Zoe show right now.
Zoe show 2.0.
Well,
Secret Life of
can we roll a society to see if we can name one?
I preferred That's Zoe Raven, but it might be a little underappreciated personally.
All right, well, that is fine. That is fine.
Technically his best, but okay.
MOZ mentioned something about you searching for someone. Is that correct?
Yes, we're trying to find someone very special.
Who is it you are looking for?
We don't know.
Oh, well, your task is going to be very difficult.
Yeah, we're well aware. Oh, are we still under the contract of like finding those crystals? Like, was that just part of that one job, or is that like an extended thing?
Yeah, that's just like a little side hustle, side quest thing.
Could we ask him where if there might be any of those on Eox?
Well, you are searching for some kind of rare mineral, is that correct?
I mean, it's not our primary reason for being here, but it would be nice if we could find some.
There's like some furious clacking on the holographic keyboard here. It's like,
there have been 5 sightings of Octurnite here on the planet in the last 6 months, it seems. All very small chunks. Nothing major in that time. So I am unsure if you will find traders here for the material.
Were they all in the same region?
Most have been found by prospectors and people that are dumb enough to travel in the wastes. There are creatures there that, well, livies such as you would not last long there. Undead that hunger for the flesh of the living will travel hundreds of miles for a single bite of the delicious flesh of the living.
Okay, now, so that's my favorite Zoe show.
Yes, that was a good one. But
do you happen to know any Librians?
Librians, you say?
Yeah, we just need one. Anyone will do.
I do a great amount of travel booking for Librians, giving them packed passports so they can travel from here to Absalom Station. Librians always are furnished in the finest hotels, accommodations on Absalom, paid for by none other than the wealthiest of bone sages on the planet, Zo himself. He seems to employ many Alebrians as stars and producers for Eoxian dramas, including the 150-season long-running show The Young and the Restless Dead. That's my favorite. Thank you for asking. Not that anyone did.
Sorry.
But why are you searching for... Are you searching for an Alebrian?
Yeah. We're supposed to be kind of circumspect about... Wait, sorry. This is the table talk a little bit. Like, we're supposed to be a little circumspect, but like... Can you remind me, like, what kind of information we're allowed to reveal here?
Not much.
Well, you're not supposed to reveal anything about the that you need genetic code for the for the Station Alpha. But
right,
I don't know if it's you can be that sneaky about searching for Alebrians if you or asking around for them. You know,
fair.
Maybe we're representing our own media company back in the Pact Worlds, and they want to, you know, try to extend a contract to one of these Alebrians to do a little guest spot on one of our Infosphere programs.
You will find Alebrians all over the planet Eox, but certainly the largest quantities will be in the Halls of the Living. It is a underground megalopolis where, as I'm sure you know as Zomaniacs, the majority of Zo Media Productions shoot. There's a livable, breathing atmosphere, oxygen-rich there for tourists such as yourself. The passports and shuttle tickets that I have for you, there is a shuttle leaving tomorrow that you can take advantage of if that is where you are looking to go to.
Yeah. No, I mean, it seems like the place to be.
Yeah, that's where our toot-toot's moving.
Emo Z has arranged for a penthouse suite at the Dead Hand Towers here in Pactport for you all. Requested that they give you a room with a swimming pool, Mr. Alu, as well. I forwarded the details to you, and as he said, you might be interested in the shopping markets for Livy's here in town if you are also looking for supplies.
Yeah, well, no.
I love a good supplies.
Do you think anybody sells magical supplies. Hand wraps?
Hold on, he says. How about this supplies? He reaches behind his chair and pulls out a very large fruit basket with cosmetic supplies in it.
I could have sworn it was going to be a gun. I'm so glad you said fruit basket.
Welcome to Eox. There are lotions and black milk face masks here, as well as some very expensive castravillain fruits and nuts. And oh, look at this. And front and center in this is a little Zoe themed bone speaker bobblehead.
Now that's supplies. That's surprising.
Them's the supplies that we've been
wanting. Does that connect via bone tooth or?
Yes. Yes, Drew. Bone tooth. I'll put this in your guys's loot pile, but this is indeed a techno magical item. That if you hold it, you can speak Necrol.
Oh, fun.
Necrol.
That'll be useful.
What is Necrol? I'm not sure I've heard of that language.
It's just the language of it's just the language
the of undead the undead language.
Language of the dead.
Lacardus knows it, so.
Oh.
I guess I kind of just assumed Eoxian was that language, but I guess that's just
for us different.
Real racist of you to believe that. Right, so Sedrat will dismiss you all as he's got a lot of work to get back to. Hundreds and hundreds of years left before he retires.
What
do you guys want to do?
Can we go back to the Adventure Zone?
The what?
Or we can check out our penthouse.
Adventure Zone!
Well, I don't think we got our hand stamped on the way out, did we?
Oh, never mind. Okay. I guess we'll go do our mission.
You can go back and explore if you want. There are a lot of living folk that have made the excursion to Eox for that, so it's possible that there could be an Alebrian in and amongst the crowd.
I don't know. Who's feeling like a party? And who's feeling like going to do business?
I'm feeling like a party.
I have a question. Do we know what Alebrians look like? I mean, there are a lot of living species around, but like what...
You
what
have is... seen some video and you've seen memories of Alebrians from Station Alpha, and modern ones look pretty much the same. They are there's a few different skin colors, but for the most part they are humanoids, bald humans that have kind of extended craniums, very light frames, kind of thin bones. Let me see if I can just grab a quick image to show you here. It's an example of one. They're very humanoid. They look like they'd more be a alien species on Star Trek than anything. It's like a simple makeup prosthesis on the back of their head. And
France, we come from France.
Oh my heavens. That's okay, so much
I just
uglier
don't
than
racially
like the
profile and accidentally, I don't know, maybe a guy's just bald and he's not actually an Olibrian, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to want to bring out the protractor and measure that skull.
Does anybody have we'll break out the nogometer 101. Yeah,
does anybody have phrenology lore?
Yeah, get the measuring. All right, so you leave Sidrats. Do you want to head to your hotel? Do you want to head to the theme park? Do you want to just walk around the pact? What do you want to do?
I mean, I think logically, if I'm speaking for... I mean, I want to go get settled in at the hotel and get my bags put down.
You would do that.
My dogs are barking, as I'd say.
My dogs are
my dogs. You get it? Because I'm a woof woof doggy.
Yeah. So the Dead Hen Towers is a very nice kind of high rise hotel right in the downtown of Pactport. It is fully pressurized, so you can go through like a quick airlock before you walk inside. It seems like it does cater to livies such as yourself. There is a corpse folk gentleman behind the desk, and he welcomes you in and says, "Ah, yes, I hope that you're here to check in with us. Is that right? Are you here for the festival? The tricentennial extravaganza?"
"Yep, we are."
"Welcome. May I have your names and your reservation number? Please, please."
"2."
"Your reservation number is 2?
"Yeah, my name is Zeldin. Zeldin Gutteryung is my name, and I think the reservation is not under my name. I think it's under..."
"What? No, I have you here with..."
"I have my own..."
"Four other guests? The penthouse suite, is that right?"
Oh my.
"Well, come right this way." They will get whatever bags or weapons you want to load up onto a cart and take you straight up to the penthouse. Top floor of this hotel is a lush...
immediately crack open the mini bar.
Oh boy. A very monochromatic suite. There are several adjacent rooms attached to a very large atrium where there's a hot tub, a swimming pool, chaise lounges, and chair-shaped coffins. The general manager here, Raisk Airnight, will run down some of the most popular delicacies, almost longingly, perhaps a little sexually, as he lists ingredients and how they're prepared. It's like, "Oh, there's a Versite vermicelli that I'm told is to die for. And of course, Acatonian egg salad, you can't not have that. Castravellian pastas and potents and potentables. Oh, there's all kinds of things here. Please do order something and enjoy."
with club sauce.
"Oh, yes, yes. I'll be at the desk if you need anything, but please enjoy your stay. We hope you, every guest experience here is one worth dying for."
I'm allowed to laugh at that joke too, right?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, you guys can, you have some rooms here you can share and get relaxed in. What else would you like to do?
Tavra would like to inquire about the spa services available and potentially go and sit under a heat lamp for a little while. I think she would enjoy getting some heat after being in the cold, cold darkness of space for a while.
While not that kind of hotel, they have an adjoining place where they can send you immediately part of the package, a very ritzy looking spa. Multi-level spa right across the street where they have all kinds of treatments for, I mean, they have like literal like jackhammers for rock people and things like that. So it seems like there is a very bustling service industry here in the packed port. And
get my scales shined up and yeah.
All right. You might get a little bonus to diplomacy stuff if you're looking swank.
Shiny.
What about the Red Sea? Anything else you want to do? You want to head back out to the festival, to the theme park?
I think Olithal is going to take a little dip, kind of rehydrate his scales.
Cool. Tyler?
Yeah, the Cardis will go Miles. Check out more of the theme park stuff.
Fun.
Try some food stalls and buy a souvenir.
Miles and Jabir, you want to go with him? You want to do something else?
No, I'll go with.
Okay.
He thought he would feel compelled to hang out with Zeldin.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you guys are walking around. There's all kinds of fun pop-up stores along the way to like the main avenue where the kind of theme park spreads out into various shows from Zomedia Productions past. So there is indeed live audience participation versions of some of the quote-unquote like deathmatch shows, but you're playing like VR characters on like a big screen. All kinds of tourists wearing Zoe masks and several kinds of swag memorabilia, shirts and lanyards and what have you from Zoe Media Productions. Why don't you guys go to the festival, make me a perception or society check.
Ooh, what's higher? Oh, they're the same. Eh, we'll do society just to be different.
I'm rolling perception.
Oh, I am the most social.
He's the god of society.
I'm speaking necrol. I'm one of the people.
Do you want to take the... Well, who does anybody want to hold on to the bobblehead?
I'll hold on to it. Yeah.
Okay.
And that way we got two people speaking.
Two?
Well, reckon the undead. Well,
who else speaks it? Mm. Oh, Tyler. Of course.
Lacardus does.
Lacardus. Okay. Yeah, as you're walking, Lacardus, you indeed spot someone in the crowd who seems to be the spitting image of a Librian. The large dome head, kind of translucent blue veins underneath the skin. It's a very bubbly looking woman walking down this main shopping avenue who has several bags on her arms, and her hands are stuffed with folders and clipboards and binders and things.
Zeldin, look. Right there. There's one of them.
We found one. Let's just grab her, shove her on.
Yeah, I was about to say, get something heavy. Let's just knock her out and take
Zeldin, you see nothing.
Oh.
Who's going to say, Zeldin?
Oh, gosh, darn it. I just got him. Javert.
You had me going there. Oh, Lacardus, you joker.
Can you smell a Librian?
I mean, I don't know. I've never smelled one before. I mean,
you've never smelled a living one. Yeah. So,
yeah. Patrick, difficult. Can I use thievery to like steal an artifact from her and then bring it back so that Zeldin can sniff it?
So I can track her.
Yeah.
An artifact? You mean like,
it's like a piece of clothing? Yeah. Like a handkerchief.
Handkerchief? What, just like sticking out of her pocket?
Yeah. Like a pocket handkerchief.
Or like a sock.
Because that one person said that they dress fancy and that they're always in the finest, and the finest people always have pocket hankies.
Tell her you're in defeat.
Why don't you just go up and talk to her? I'm sick of playing these disgusting games with you, Tyler.
Okay, that's fine.
Sniff her tissue. Disgusting.
I'm fine. I'll play your game this time. Lacardus will walk up and be like, excuse me.
It's the game. sorry. No king shaming here. You be a frequent ever you want to be, Tyler.
No, it's okay. I won't have an easy episode for you. I'll just walk up and say, excuse me.
Can I have your
handkerchief? Yes, exactly. I notice you have a very brightly colored handkerchief, and I do have an assortment of monies that I can make available to you.
Trying to get that handkerchief.
Just sell me that handkerchief.
Can you please rub your armpit on my friend's snout real quick? No, what do you want to say? Speak necrol. You speak the language.
I believe the formal greeting here on Eox is m'lady. You take off your fedora.
Yep, that's canon now.
Off your fedora.
My lord, my lady.
I don't know. Lacarus is pretty direct, so I think he would just be like, you know. Oh, hi there. Excuse me. I was hoping.
Oh, this is so embarrassing. It never happens. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I just couldn't help but recognize you.
Yes, I know. I am Noelle, and I'm sure you have recognized me from my various roles in the hit drama, The Necromancer. Which episode do you remember seeing me in?
Can I roll or?
This is some deep Eoxian lore trivia, so it's going to be like a pretty high DC.
Oh, great. Just society?
Mm-hmm. Or Eoxian lore, whatever you have.
I don't have a Eoxian lore. I just have, I think society's the only thing. I don't even have deception. I'm not a liar.
Looking at your society check here, and it looks like 19 or 20 is going to do it for you.
Don't worry. I'm going to use my, remember my old joke where I had a weighted digital D20?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you got that going.
I'm pulling it back out. Oh, no, wrong side. Oh, ooh. God.
Almost a natural one. I'll give you a hint. I played the nude Lebrian corpse found in 3 different episodes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you have likely seen my bare buttocks splattered with blood.
That explains why I recognized your figure.
Oh,
very stylish.
I was in episodes 4,212, 4,227, and 4,235. I am unfortunately not doing autographs at this time, though. Thank you for coming up to me. I'm just very busy at the moment, you see. She's juggling all this stuff in her arms.
I can understand why you would be so busy. I mean, would you like some help?
No, thank you, strange person. Thank you for your adoration.
Patrick,
it's always nice to meet a fan.
Mm-hmm. For the we just need to get DNA from her, right?
No, you need like someone to like press their hand into the computer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we had plenty of dead ones there that we could have done something with, but
gotta have a live one. I'm a little confused about something. I thought that living Lebrians were extraordinarily rare.
Like, in the universe,
hadn't been seen in like hundreds of years or something.
No, they're celebrities that make movies fairly regularly, but they're just not a. I mean, I don't have like exact numbers, but I would imagine it's like not even a million. You know, it's like sub like 200,000 living Lebrians.
Mm.
So a fairly small community. Just like the ones in New York City. I'm so sorry,
John. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, come on. We said we would get away from this.
How long do living Elebrians live? Like, what's their lifespan typically?
I don't know, man. You're going to make me go to the Wikipedia for this.
I just want to finish my embarrassing conversation with this.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's probably pretty standard.
Let's see.
Who knows? Maybe they're like elves. Yeah. What did you want to say, Tyler? She declined Drawford for help. Do you want to push that or do anything else?
Well, I just, man, do I get the impression she's rich?
She seems to be buying a lot here. Certainly, I don't know if necessarily extremely rich, but she seems to have played a bit part.
I don't know if you heard Tyler, but she was on 3 episodes of Necromancer, so.
Yeah.
Well, the Necromancer, Drew, please.
True fans, eliminate the because we know who we're talking about. We
call it Necro season 137.
You know, I have one last thing. It's really quick. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I actually recently, one of the reasons I was so excited to have recognized you is recently I came across sort of like an Elebrian artifact. And I've traveled here because I was hoping to find an Elebrian that might be interested in helping me sort of, you know, investigate into the artifact. And I saw you and I was like, she's obviously someone who's interested in culture because she does all this. She does a show and, you know, you're obviously smart and wealthy. And so I thought, well, I mean, if she's not interested, maybe she would even know someone who's interested. So I worked up my courage to come and ask.
Oh, an artifact, you say? What is it that you're looking for from Noelle?
Oh, well, I mean, I guess two things. If you're interested, we could talk, you know, if you have some time, we could talk further about it. Or, you know, if you're not big into Librian history and artifacts. If you know someone who does, I'd love an introduction where, you know, I could discuss more about this cool thing.
Okay. It is sounding like you want to go with me somewhere else where we can talk.
We would like to take you
to a third location.
We would like to move to a third location.
Yes. I mean, if I'm being fully honest, I'd love to go wherever you want to go. But
yes, that sounds honestly like how my character from episode 4227 met their untimely end talking with strangers. So unfortunately,
can I roll a diplomacy check real quick to see if I could maybe
you want to get
salvage this conversation?
Do you want to grab the necro bobble head?
Yes.
Yeah, go right in. What do you want to say?
All right. I'm very, very sorry.
Oh, hello.
Let me introduce myself. I am, of course, Hithayun Delacour. I am a director of a cutting-edge reality series, and what my assistants were clumsily trying to get you to agree to was to take part in as a lead role in our new series. It's a little bit sci-fi, a little bit action, a little bit intrigue, using history and some of these historic artifacts that have been kind of popping up here and there. It's become kind of a big thing in the pact, especially on Absalom Station. So we wanted to kind of get ahead of the gang and make this new series with someone who has shown their metal on Eoxian television, but has not had the opportunity to shine galaxy-wide. And we thought that you would be our perfect thespian.
I'm gonna need you to make a deception check, Miles. Lying. Straight to your face, yeah, lying.
18.
What's your production company called?
Our production is called Space Monocle LLC.
Well, that sounds real enough. I believe I can give you my agent's information and we can do business. But it will have to be when I return to the planet, for I'm leaving Eox to be with my betrothed. We are having a destination wedding. And then I'm returning to move into my new community in New Traskia. But I shan't be on Eox for some time, as our nuptials will get gross. If you follow me on social media, I will post pictures as soon as my starship lands my wedding venue.
What starship will this take place on?
We are traveling through the vast to a destination. Have you ever seen an upside down beach? Those exist on other planets, and that's where I'm getting married.
Okay. Well, I certainly wish the best for you and your beloved. I will say these things do act fast. So I do hope your agent gets in contact with us very quickly, as this role is something we are looking to cast pretty quickly.
What does it pay?
Well, that's negotiable.
Obviously, but what's the starting cap? What's your budget for your project?
I step in and I say, this.
Do you grab the bobblehead?
I pull it over to me. I hold it like a microphone. I'm like, this. Wait, I don't know what she said. What did she say?
You shouldn't have any context of the conversation.
You guys keep saying speaking this other language that I don't know. I have a really good, charisma. You guys, I can do.
I can also be telepathically telling them that because I have got the little helmet.
Oh, okay. So you're just verbatim thinking everything.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
Hey, I've got the crown.
No, Zeldin, as they're having a conversation in a language you do not recognize, you get that odd feeling, kind of ruffling your fur, dog pun intended here, and you sniff around this marketplace, and the other side you smell indeed what seems like the same octronite smell you smelt in Star Citadel Theodrain last week.
I'm indeed going to use that bubble. Circlet to alert my friends that there's a familiar stink.
Wait. Would you all three of us have one, or is it just you and me?
I think it's just the two of you and
me, who is trying to relax in the pool and getting all this stuff. I guess I could communicate back, but
I don't think it's that far of
range. I don't know, it's like 30 feet, right?
Yeah, it's pretty small communications range.
I'm gonna try to pinpoint that smell. here.
All right, then
I will allow myself to be distracted from the conversation as I turn.
Well, are you looking for us to go check that out, Jabert?
No. You guys are doing great.
Okay.
It is indeed a packed crowd, but you smell it on the opposite side of the street here, and in your mind, psychically, you hear a voice say, "It seems we continue to run into one another, Zeldin. It is good to be in your presence once more."
I'm going to cast back with that same old circlet, and they'll say, "Who are you, and why have you followed us here?"
"My name is Gravia, and I'm a friend, Zeldin. I hope that you will consider me a friend in time. I know that you have a great deal of allegiance to this captain of yours, this new crew. I'm very loyal to those that I care about as well. But we require your help, Zeldin."
"Who is we? Who is we? Who are... who is... what's that?" I start sniffing more. I'm trying to... Can I sniff a recall knowledge check about who this person is?
I don't think this is someone that you've met, but it definitely seems like the same smell that you smelt around the Octronite a week ago in Star Citadel Theodren. Yeah.
I guess I'm trying to think, like, can I get something like an ancestry off of this, or...
Yeah, go ahead and make a perception and or a society check.
All right, society is pretty low, but I'll do a perception. Okay, great. Okay.
Super natural team.
The super sniffer over here.
So I think with that, you're only going to get that they... It seems to be a living
person. Yeah, it's so person. Crowded in here, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you've gotten now a couple contexts, and one of them, like, I guess at the very least, you can tell they're not dwarven because they didn't smell like all the other miners on Star Citadel Theodrain. Yeah. They're not undead. They definitely smell living to you.
Okay.
"Well, my sisters and I require your help. Your devotion to both pleasure and pain intrigues us, Zeldin. Tell us, what do you value most in this world?"
Right now, I'm going to say right now, I value getting out of this marketplace in one piece, and I'm going to throw a flashbang grenade.
In the crowd?
I mean, well, not a
flashbang. Oh, towards them?
Wait. Yeah, I guess a flashbang. Yeah, towards them.
"Your friends will perish, and you will follow me into the void, Zeldin, until we meet again."
And I run away. Or she runs away. Does she run away?
I think
that would be preferable, because
make a perception.
Otherwise, I'm just like running away from my friend. I'm weirdly making an attack and running away.
Make another perception check.
21, better.
So you can hear what sounds like a spell gem being shattered, and then all of a sudden their scent is gone.
Oh.
Right, and as you meet back up, it seems like these other folks are striking out with Noelle, but she does, if you guys are interested, ask you to please follow her on Bone Book.
Oh,
sorry. Bone just works with so many things.
Bone Book just sounds like a whole different thing.
It does. No, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's the social media platform here on EOX. She says she'll post wedding pics that you can see.
I'll join your bone brigade.
But no, she mentions a few folk in the halls of the living, perhaps to check on. She's friends, obviously, with several Alebrians, but she wants to know more about your project as soon as she gets back.
Cool.
All right. Oh, so yeah, you guys can have a great rest of your evening, relaxing, soaking in the water or the sun, going on rides, having some good food, and head back to the hotel to rest up.
Okay, well, we're back at the hotel. Can Lucardus look up who that lady was?
Yeah, they're like unnamed characters on hundreds of super TV episodes. Nobody. But the Necromancer is definitely like the biggest show that she has been on in recent seasons.
Were so you're saying any... no one would miss her?
That's one way to go about it. Sorry, I just saw Patrick's webcam go dark, so I stopped talking.
That's thoughtful.
Sorry, that's me me violently smashing buttons so I'm not like coughing right in your guys' ear. Okay. I accidentally hit the audio at the same time.
I was like, oh, did he lose power? Or did
I'm blowing my nose. I'm coughing. Down. I'm hacking up.
I'm so sorry, buddy.
Junk over here. I just trying to keep it from the audio.
My main curiosity is were two things. First off, if there were other Alebrian actors in mm-hmm. those films, and
there are. It's a TV show, but yes,
or in that show, and then we got their agent's information.
Yeah,
would it be able to look up if that agent represents any of the other Alebrian people?
Yeah, it's probably someone that you can contact for jobs like that. Do you want to set up like a more deep cover story?
Yeah, I mean, just
that's a pretty good idea.
forge some documents before you go to the Halls of the Living.
Yeah, maybe even just something as simple as like filming a historical documentary of like of Alebrian history.
Craigslist ad will pay 20 credits an hour.
Oh no, I don't want to make it. I want to make it something that's it's one of those things where like I want grains of truth to be in this because I don't want you to make me roll deception.
It's like
we are filming it and it does have to do with Alebrian history and it would be involved. Those things are all true. That kind of thing.
Sounds good.
And that kind of thing. And we could, you know, if it's like, oh, if you're interested, you know, here's an NDA, which is pretty common in that industry. You know, when you're like, hey, I want to explain to you the project.
When you're trying to kidnap.
We're not trying to kidnap them, Jumper.
I think this is something you could do with a little bit.
It's not kidnapping if they willfully like go there with us.
Somebody.
Like, yeah, you put no thought into this. Somebody. It seems like you've got it written down, just the plan ready to go right off the dome. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you can probably find someone to hire with, you know, some fake credentials and then get them to sign an actual NDA from Ulrika Klein Holdings before you kind of clue them in. So what's going on? Don't just kidnap someone under false pretense.
Yeah, I'd like to stay away from the kidnap angle. I'm pretty sure Lucardus's whatever that thing is that I'm tied to would probably bomb. Yeah, bomb. My brain bomb would say oh and go boom.
Oh, I said mom. I thought your mom would be disappointed, but yeah, your bomb too probably. Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
One and the same.
Bruce pops up and is like, did you just say bomb? I hope you are not making a bomb right now, because that would violate your parole for the Noxon NCIS device.
There you go. That's
all right.
It's okay.
Right. So you can, like I said, you can kind of forge some of those documents, download some fake things to have a little bit more of a cover story. And if you were to show them to someone who can like legal lure them, it would... I would need your, like, basically your DC for your deception, but that would be like an act of, like, them pouring over the documents.
We should have put Jasm through law school. I told you.
Oh, man. You're right.
Start this adventure in 4 to 6 years.
Yeah. Are we kidding?
40 to 60 years, probably, for Jasm. I mean, you got to pick Malian, my fair lady.
I'll help him study. It'll be fine.
Gotta drag a comb through that hair and teach him how to speak right.
Does he have to go to space law school, or could he just take the space bar exam and pass it and be a... Right.
I don't think he's that good.
But he seems like someone you would meet in a space bar. Oh, got him. All right. What else you guys want to do before we can fast forward to? Sounds like you do want to go to the Halls of the Living, find some more folks. Yeah, and if you want to make any purchases, make them now, because there are a fairly large market here for, you know, Starfinder items at least, and Zoe Media Productions memorabilia. There's like tons of pop ups.
How much are those plastic Zoe masks?
1, 2, 3 credits, depending on how realistic you want the mustache to look.
So we'll do the 3 credit one times 5. So we all get one.
Whoa, big spender over here. 15 credits. Mark that down on your sheet. And if you want to give these as gifts, They are collectibles. You have to be on the planet Eox to get these. See, they're not shipping them. You can only get them for this year-long period. And actually, I think I wrote it down somewhere. I think a year is actually like 5 years here on Eox. But yeah, it's you know, the equivalent of that on the planet. Right, so as you check out of your hotel room, there is a car ride that will take you straight from the hotel to back to the Pact port, the starport. And you have a shuttle waiting on you. It seems to be like a retrofitted starship with the suborbital engines and power plants replaced with kind of regular power-sourced repulsor craft. It looks like it could probably fit up to 100 people or so, but as you board this plane, the back half of it seems to be packed to the brim with boxes of Zoe memorabilia and swag, just big brown boxes.
So I didn't have to spend 15 credits.
Yeah, you see like a mountain of them have fallen over and dropped all the expensive masks there. But yeah, as you're welcomed on board the shuttlecraft, a skeletal captain with his own big old mustache.
Hey, is this, do we have a full crew or is it a skeleton crew?
Oh, what? I'm just going to delete this joke from my notes right now. Gosh. I do have that in here somewhere.
Oh, really?
sorry.
Well, I'll fast forward. There's only a pilot who winks a unblinking blue fire eye at you as you take your seats and a single undead flight crew member.
It is a skeleton crew.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. As you sit down and strap in, you hear the captain's voice.
This is your captain speaking. The name is Sully Sullhamburger, and you're aboard Halls of the Living, direct flights from Pact Port. Sorry, we're a bit of a skeleton crew right now. Once we're got our landing gears up, Glinda will start the beverage service. Oh, as a gift to you all, Air Flights from Zoe Media Productions has gifted us airlines with Boneflix Plus accounts for your viewing pleasure on this 90-minute shuttle ride. Enjoy 500,000 episodes and movies. We have, as I said, a 90-minute projected travel time to the Halls of the Living. So choose a short movie.
I want to watch The Necromancer.
You can fit in at least two episodes.
Yeah, what are the episodes where that lady was in?
Or like 4,237.
Yeah, you're just like finding out the exact moment her butt cheeks are going to be on the screen. Well, once again, this is your Captain Sullhamburger, and we want to thank you for flying the Boney Express.
Bone Voyage, everyone.
Indeed, the bulkhead seals, and you guys are the only folks on the flight. It seems like you got a private jet. Glinda comes over, a large undead woman, says,
"What you all want to drink that you will inevitably piss out later?"
I mean, she's not wrong, but I don't like how
I've
she
got
it.
Black milk, I've got durian soda, stagnant water.
Stink soda.
And no. I've got beer. What would you like?
My gosh.
Ew. If anyone gets the stink soda, I'm pitching a fit.
Crab juice. Oh, black milk, please. Thank you.
Got it.
She takes all of your orders, and as she's leaving, she says, if any of you Livvies want some crackers on the flight, they're in the snack cart at the back of the plane, but all those boxes are in the way, so good luck getting to them.
It is indeed a downtime activity that will take the majority of the flight to sort these boxes of junk.
This is clearly a repositioning flight.
The captain flying home. He's like, "Oh yeah, by the way, you have 5 passengers." It's like, what?
Me and Glinda, we're gonna get freaky.
We're gonna join the Mile High Club. I couldn't think of a good dead pun with that.
The Mile High
Club. The Mile Die Club.
Oh,
there it is.
10,000.
This episode is doing actual damage to my soul.
Good.
I hope it's negative damage.
The rest of the AP is on Undead Planet, so I hope you enjoy the jokes, the puns this entire time.
Buckle up, buckaroos.
Yeah. anything besides watch bone flicks you guys want to do on your trip?
No.
Okay. You're about halfway through that episode, Jabert, of the Necromancers. Are you starting at the beginning, or are you indeed looking for the episode your friend was in?
I mean, we got the whole flight. I'll watch the whole thing. I'll see your butt eventually.
Well, that's true.
I mean, I won't see her butt. Do they have smell-o-vision?
Go ahead. Ask.
Wait. No. I think we gotta reevaluate that sentence.
Smellorama, they got it. While you're scanning through the episode, make me a perception check.
I can't see what I'm looking at. I'm clicking the wrong button the whole time. I'm so not used to being unsighted.
Go ahead and everyone make me a perception check into the initiative turn order.
Oh, gosh. I don't even think I'm on the right episode, you guys.
I've changed the map, so please click on your character here.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I think everyone has rolled their initiative, but not everyone has had it in here. Okay, there we go. Edit that down to a 16.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
And Miles also needs to do the same.
Do what?
Roll into initiative turn order.
I did.
Who are we missing then? Drew.
Drew.
I did. It rolled up.
Yeah, no, you had to click on your character.
I did click on my character. Yeah. My character's clicked.
Well, you didn't do it hard enough. You didn't do it with conviction.
Blaming me for Drew's shortcomings.
22. I'm clicked.
Oh my god. They moved all the buttons around so it's easy for you guys to add. Oh, there you go. Go ahead and type that number in there. You roll the 22 as well. Okay. Boom. Boom. Yeah, you guys watches Glinda, the flight attendant, sharpens a knife back in the gully here, but
call the TSA.
As Ethol and Tavra are both of you guys got the window seat. Peering outside the window, you're traveling in the haze of the thin atmosphere above the planet. You've got a good view of the naked expanses as your eyes follow the planet's curve to a small pinprick sunset. And as you take all this in, you see only about 5,000 feet away from your ship, a drift portal open up right above you, and a very familiar Sepulcher class vessel exits that drift portal. It is indeed the Amaranth, the Corpse Fleet ship, and you watch as it seems to fire weapons directly at your shuttle. This is your captain, Sullen Hamburger here. Looks like we're about to die, so it's been a pleasure flying you all. And from us here at the shuttle is rocked by staggering blows, but as you open your eyes, seems like the inner pressure has been sealed by some kind of force field, but there are giant holes in the fuselage of the ship here. You guys have not been destroyed, but it seems like the cabin has been punctured by what looks like giant crystalline ice lances. And as you peer inside them, you see what looks like bone soldiers frozen in the ice.
This story is to be continued on the next episode of Cosmic Crit. Been listening to the Cosmic Crit podcast. The Starfinder role-playing game and its adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and used with permission.